This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today. Almost got blown away. The Santa Ana winds are blowing again today. Boy, they're going up to 80 mile an hour gusts. That's hurricane speed. And I remember that from when I was in Florida. But safe and sound here doing our show. Today we have a very special guest, Miranda Horvath. We're going to be talking about how she created a successful massage therapist business and how she now helps other practitioners. She's the creator of Massage by Mer Inc., where she equips practitioners with the skills and guidance that lead them to a full client schedule. She believes that being authentic towards your clients means absolutely everything and is the lifeblood of your business. Welcome to the show, Miranda. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. So glad to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about why you're so passionate about helping practitioners have a successful business.
I would love to. So I don't know if you know this, Mari, but the average lifespan of a career for a massage therapist is about 5 years or less. And I believe that's because of a few reasons. So the physical exertion on the body from repetitive strain, from compression of the joints. And I also feel a big one is the overwhelming challenges that present after you get out of massage school, post-secondary school. And there's a lot of challenges that are unexpected when it comes to building your own practice that RMTs are not equipped with. And I think it just can become a little too much and people think that they can't be successful as an RMT. I quite often have people that are surprised that I have a very, lucrative, thriving career. Everyone kind of thinks being an RMT is more of a side job and it's really too bad. You know, I know many massage therapists that have supplemental jobs at coffee shops or doing other multi-level marketing things or side jobs because they just don't have the skill set in business and the mindset to know that they can have a thriving practice. And right. I want to be here to really close that gap for practitioners who come out of school, who are just so talented, but they just lack those few essential skills that are needed to really make those connections with new clients and build their practices.
Yeah. You know, that's so common for other people, even coaches like what I do. You know, they want to be coaching. Doctors want to be healing people. They're not necessarily skilled in business practices. And that's really what you're talking about. How did you come to the knowledge and the realization so that you could implement it in your practice? Because that's what came first.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't really realize that I would be in this type of position that I am today. But my mother is actually very entrepreneurial. She is a professional belly dancer and does child psychology. And so on the side, she would be doing jobs at restaurants and would be dancing for all the occasions, New Year's Eve, and would get booked parties and stuff like this. And so she was always a very creative person, always coming up with new ideas. I think that's where it started for me. And I really wasn't the type of practitioner to get lucky where I started at a clinic and it was the first clinic I worked at and it was great. And I just built my practice there. I was unfortunately, you know, taken advantage of a little bit going to different practices that were not successful. And I've managed to build my practice in all different kinds of setting with all different kinds of conflicts in gyms, in spas, in clinics. Chiropractic offices, and I've been able to systematically and efficiently build to a full schedule in any scenario I've been at, despite all the weird challenges that I've had, and I think that's made me a stronger practitioner.
Wow, well, congratulations on that, because like you say, not everybody is able to pull that off, and I love that now you're helping others to learn how to do this. So what do you believe is the first step for a massage therapist who wants to expand their client base or who wants to make their business more successful?
I would say there are a few essential things. First of all, not being afraid to speak to people in a very authentic way, which is why I was so excited to be part of this. One-on-one and face-to-face, I feel that so many practitioners, they are maybe a little bit shy. I frequently hear that therapists are comfortable with, you know, a dimly lit room with one person in the room and like to be kind of in the background a little bit, which is fine. But I think it's important to get out there and to not be afraid to make connections and to get in conversations. I was actually talking to one of my clients this morning. Don't be afraid to talk to people in coffee shops. Tell them you like the color of their shirt and just try to get into different types of conversations throughout the day and make connections with people. You never know where that's going to lead. I have regularly between a 6 to 8 week wait list for people to see me in my treatments.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah. And I don't know many therapists that can do that. And I would venture to say it's not even because I'm the most talented therapist by any means. I know many very talented practitioners that are hands-on, but I think the difference is not being afraid to get out there in different kinds of environments and make those connections with people face to face.
Yeah, connections are very important. I had a gentleman on my show who actually is a professional networker. He runs networking events, and he talked about that. He talked about the same exact thing you did, strike a conversation with someone. So what do you say to somebody who might say, well, that's all fine and dandy with you because you have an outgoing personality, but I'm kind of a wallflower. What do I do?
Yeah, that's a tough question because it's, like I said, a lot of these fundamental skills are lacking in massage therapy practice and in other industries too. If you want to run any type of practice as a contractor of any kind, I think it's important to be willing to step out of your comfort zone to make those connections. And like I said to my clients this morning, they are both very shy, introverted people, but they're really goofy and have this kind of fun, cavalier attitude, but, you know, no one gets to see that because they're shy. So I just suggested they're a couple, actually they're a massage therapy couple. So I suggested that if they feel intimidated going out on their own, that they can partner together and go to networking events together as a pair. So maybe finding a partner to help you for the first couple interactions till you can get used to it, or trying to practice in the mirror, role playing in the mirror. So you're looking into your own eyes. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I've done a lot of practice runs where I've done videos I've asked my boyfriend to interview me and just practiced expressing what my business values are, what I like about certain massage techniques, and just practice verbalizing random things, different facts, and practicing in the mirror, and then practicing with a person, and then maybe bringing a partner with you, just finding ways to ease into it a little bit more if you aren't comfortable just diving right in and going to a random networking event by yourself.
Right. I love the idea about bringing a partner with you. And I was thinking they don't even have to be in the same field as you. You could have, you know, a friend who, I don't know, sells flowers. They could be a hairdresser. It doesn't matter what they are. But if you go together, I remember back when I was dating and I joined this group called meetups.com where you can go to different activities. And I would, you know, a friend that I made and I would go together, especially if it was a little further or somewhere new. So I just love that idea. That's perfect. Very, very nice.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity. This is called Dare to Be Authentic. What role did authenticity play in this for you? Let's start with for you.
Sure. I think it plays a very important role because it's something that people are afraid to show sometimes, showing the deepest parts of their self, showing up in uncomfortable ways. And I think people don't want to or aren't enthusiastic about supporting your business unless you have a powerful message that they can relate to. And you don't really have a powerful message if you are not authentic about who you are, about why you do what you do to help others in your business. And I think people want to feel like they know me. It's not really enough in this day and age to just be really great at your job with social media and everything. I think people want to already feel like they kind of know you before they book a treatment. And it's like, not really like they're booking a massage treatment, but they're just coming to visit a friend, you know? And if you're not authentic in those interactions about who you are, about what you want to represent in your business, how you want people to see you, and that doesn't exactly match with who you are as a person and your true authentic self, then people don't really feel like they actually know you, and they can sense that, and they won't have an emotional stake in supporting your business.
Yeah, I totally agree with all that. And when people feel they know you, they also feel they trust you, and they tell other people about you. So there's your referrals. So all of that is just so true. What about with your clients? Because you help people set up their own business. How do you teach them about authenticity and being authentic?
I teach them about it with simple little exercises. I have a video, what I call a video challenge in my program. So I will get my clients to send me videos. First of all, ease them in, and I'll say, send me a video telling me what your favorite color is. And, you know, send me a video telling me something that you observed today. And I'm just get them to slowly get out of their shell, to get used to expressing their opinions, looking into the camera. And I feel that that plays a big part in authenticity, because people don't sometimes actually know the importance of knowing how to express their thoughts and what they think about the world and what they observe. And I think that's a very important part in being a business owner and an authentic person.
Yeah, I agree. I love the idea that you ease them in. Tell me about your favorite color. What a brilliant idea, because usually you go, you know, you hire a coach or you go to a course or at a workshop and they have you, okay, now you're going to do this 30-minute video. I remember that happened to me and I'm like, what? And so easing them in like that so they begin, you know, to have that confidence and be able to speak. Something you said really struck me when you said when they're speaking their truth or they're speaking about themselves. A lot of times we don't feel we have permission to speak. You know, some of us have grown in, you know, have grown up with, you know, you're to be seen and not heard, or we've been belittled for, you know, for our ideas or for what we said as we grew up. So there are people who really haven't had the opportunity to speak, but you're giving them the space to do that. I love that. I think that's brilliant. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really good. So we're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask Miranda a question, just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cesar Espino, real estate investor, business coach, and consultant, and author of the book, You Can Overcome Anything Even When the World Says No. My number is 424-501-6046. In my book, I talk about making the necessary changes to shift your mind for prosperity and certainty. Pick up your copy at Amazon. I also love helping families with their real estate and can purchase your house fast and all cash. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. My number is 424-501-6046.
Quick question to you. Are you feeling the connection to your soul, or do you wish to improve that access and discover the power of your holographic mind and the quantum field? If you say yes to that, then join us at the Soul Awareness Retreat in Bali, right on the ocean side at the magical Shambhala Retreat Center. Come on an adventure of your soul with best-selling author Ilona Selke and Amareya. Find out more at soulawarenessretreats.com.
Hello, this is Calvin Evans with Exodus Adventures. We are excited to announce that we are offering online fitness training. So when you sign up, and you either sign up for 4 or 8 or 12 weeks, we have incentive trips for you when you reach your wellness goals. So sign up today at exodusadventures.com. That's X-O-D-U-S adventures.com. Thanks so much and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to michellearhana.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at michelle_r_hanna.
We're back at Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Miranda Horvath. We've been talking about how she created a successful massage therapist business and now help other practitioners do the same. So, Miranda, I wanted to ask you, what's the main message that you want to bring to the public?
My main message, I would say, is this is a little bit more towards potential clients for these clients that I care about so much. I feel that one of the ways that we can help this industry to be better is to educate clients on a few important things that benefit them and that benefit the careers of the RMTs as well. So I would say there are three main things, and that would be to please always show up for your treatments. I find that sometimes there are no shows and cancellations and things like that. And then on top of that, clients sometimes disagree with sometimes a cancellation fee that goes with that. So This is, this can be a little bit frustrating because this is our livelihood and we get paid by client, not by hour. So the income can be unstable because of that. And some people do find frustration with that. I'm definitely used to it by now, but, I would say that's a most important thing. And the other thing is it benefits your body to get regular treatments or somewhat regular. Every year without fail, September to December is always the busiest because clients, know that they have their benefits and the benefits are going to run out. And so everybody has a mad rush to use up their benefits at the end of the year. And it makes a very heavy workload for the practitioner, and then you don't get consistent care. And we don't want to be so reactive about our self-care as we would be want you to be proactive, right?
Right.
And then the last thing I think would be the best compliment that we can receive is getting a client referral. So if you enjoy the person's service, to give them a review, to offer them a new client, maybe a friend or family member. That's the best compliment we receive. And I just appreciate that so much. And my clients are amazing at doing that for me.
That's wonderful. I could tell that you really care about what you do. You're really passionate about your clients. And those are really good tips, not canceling at the last minute. I mean, sometimes really terrible things happen and you have to, but not canceling at last minute and just being kind. And as far as the referrals, do you teach your clients to ask for referrals?
I do, absolutely. I actually have a very high rebooking rate. It's almost always over 90%. So I have very strong knowledge on having clients return enthusiastically, and I teach my clients to do that as well.
Okay, fantastic. Because sometimes we, whatever it is we're doing, we forget to ask our clients for referrals, or we're a little shy to. And that's a really good point, that if I'm doing a good job and you really like what I'm doing, refer your friends, you refer your family, spread this around. You don't have to be shy about that. Really good. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you.
Sure. I have several ways you can get a hold of me. My main method would be just via email. It is an all-encompassing email for potential massage clients or consulting clients, and that's massagebymer@gmail.com. And then I would say if you wanted to book a consultation call with me, my website is www.massagebymerconsulting.com/6-week-intensive. And I would say my last point of contact is my email list, where I send weekly emails with points of value, such as what to look for in your contract, how to ask for reviews, how to ask for a raise, things like this. And that is www.massagebymer.com, consulting.com/more-massage-clients.
Fantastic. And you'll see those websites right on the on Blog Talk, where you're seeing the radio show now at the bottom. But you can also find Miranda on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's there with her picture, a link to this interview, which I hope you'll spread along because a lot of really good information is here, and also a link to her website. Fantastic. So let me ask you a question. What was the hardest thing? I know you said that there was disappointment, certain places you were working for, but for yourself, as you built this business and have been so successful at it, what do you think the hardest thing that you had to overcome for you?
That's a really good question. I think the most difficult obstacle for me was just deciding to commit 100% to this career and whatever it may bring. I find that sometimes there are challenges with, you know, inflammation in the body or reasons that you may want to quit, as it does get challenging with the income fluctuation and things like that. But if you just are steadfast and you decide never to quit, and also to just be adaptable with changing the career, to grow as you grow. You don't always have to work full-time as a massage therapist. You can work part-time if you need to for a little while. You know, it can always stay in your life as long as you are adaptable and willing to be adaptable to the changes that come in this career. Then you can always keep it in your life if you care about it enough. I think that was the biggest lesson for me, was just never giving up and choosing to be adaptable to life challenges and situations.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the part that you said when you really decided to fully commit to this. How did it feel? What was the shift after you fully committed to this and you said, this is what I'm doing. I love this. This is what I'm going to do. How did that feel? Why was that such a game changer for you?
It feels amazing. I used to have more a mindset like I'm doing all the right things. I'm trying so hard. Why am I not busier at my clinic? Why is this not happening for me? Why is that not happening for me? And it was actually a book that a practitioner friend of mine gave me that really started to change my mindset, like to just commit to this 100%, no excuses, and to just start attracting that positive energy that eventually aligns with you and starts to work for you instead of your negative mindset working against you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect. That goes with any business. I love that you said that because those are such wise words. That stuff that you said about why is it happening for me? You know, I remember that early on in my coaching. Why does everybody else get all these clients and referrals, et cetera, et cetera? But getting into that, like you say, it's a negative mindset and it's a negative vibration, and it just, nothing comes to you that way. But when you know what you do and you know how good you are and the value that you bring to other people, I think that's the main thing, then it's a whole different vibration. And that's when, you know, you just begin to draw those who are supposed to be coming to you. Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think people think that it's supposed to be the other way around. It's like when good things start happening for them, then they'll know that they can commit. But I think it's the other way around. I think you have to decide to commit and then good things start happening for you because of that decision. It's like a leap of faith.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. And again, it's a very wise statement. You don't wait for the good things to happen. You believe and you do what you do best, and then the good things begin to happen. And then once they begin to happen, it's like an avalanche. More and more good things begin to happen. It just goes off that energy more and more and more. Fantastic. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to the listener? Something maybe that's on your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just like to say, never give up on your dreams. I know that sounds so corny, but so many people are just, they get stamped down by fear and by being afraid to take risks or not being accepted by their peers. and or family members, you know, not believing in them. And I would just say, if you know that this is what you want, then none of that stuff matters. You can just go for it, because our biggest blessing and burden in life is unfulfilled potential.
So true. And, you know, sometimes the people that you think that are going to be your cheerleaders, sometimes it's families and close friends, are the opposite, right? Instead of being a cheerleader for you, they try to discourage you. They tell you why you can't do this. So I think that's a really, you know, good wisdom that you're giving right now. Be sure of what you want to do and go for it. Don't let people discourage you. It doesn't matter who the person is. Don't let them discourage you. If you know that this is what you want, keep going for it. Persistence. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, I think that's it. I think that encompasses how I feel. And I hope that some massage therapist hears this and they decide that they're committing to it and they're going to go for it. And I hope good things happen for them.
Fantastic. I'm going to ask you one more question. How does it feel for you when you see your clients begin to thrive and begin to book and just begin to bloom because they're doing what you asked, you know, what you told them to do? They're doing the exercises and doing what I call the homework. How does that feel for you?
Yeah, it feels amazing to see them thrive because of what we've gone through together. And honestly, I learn just as much as they learn every time I go through this program with somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's really truly, and I feel the same way when I do programs with my clients. I learned as much as they do, and sometimes they don't know because we're learning from each other, right? Even doing the radio show, I learn. Even interviewing people for the radio show, I learn things about myself as well as things about them. Fantastic. Well, Miranda, it's been lovely having you on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share or something you'd like to ask me? You have a couple more minutes.
Sure. I'm wondering, what is your secret to continuing to live an authentic life, even perhaps despite obstacles or people that don't believe in you?
That's a really good question. I've been doing it for a long time, number one. So you kind of, it's like I can't not be authentic. I was thinking about that in bed. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning, about how I have to be who I am. I wasn't always this way. We were born authentic. I can't say we weren't. We're born authentic, watch a little child, and they're exactly who they are until people tell them they can't be that, right? And so when you practice it enough and you step into your authenticity and you do it for a long time, there comes a point where you can't be unauthentic. It just isn't in you. And you know, so what I suggest is just keep practicing. Keep practicing being who you are, speaking your truth, you know, not in a rude way, you know, like, I hate that blouse you're wearing, but speaking your truth about things. I really don't want to see that movie. I would prefer to go to a different restaurant, even things like that. It's important to be who you are and to not be afraid. The biggest thing for me was getting past the point of being afraid of what other people thought about me or of people thinking I wasn't nice, because I always wanted to be nice so people would like me. Once I got over that, then it just became easy. And now it doesn't bother me if someone doesn't like me. I have somebody else who does like me. It doesn't matter if somebody disagrees with what I'm doing. I have plenty of other people who love what I'm doing. So that's a really excellent question. And I just say, keep practicing your authenticity. And I say to the listener as well, you know, I started to be authentic because I wanted people to begin to step into that authenticity. Miranda has done that. She has shared really authentically today. She has not only created her own beautiful business, but her desire is to help others. So spread this around. If you know anybody who's in massage and needs a little push, send them towards Miranda. And thank you so much for listening today. Thanks so much, Miranda, for being on the show. It was lovely having you.
Thank you so much. I was so excited to come today.
Okay. And make sure that you listen in to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. broadcasting live from Southern California.